Unity. The Unity Curling Club was packed with curlers in grades 7, 8 and 9 on February 29 for the Battle West Junior Curling Districts competition. Curling teams from Unity, Luseland, Macklin, Leoville, Spiritwood and Maymont showed up for the one-day event, with many parents and grandparents in tow. The event was originally scheduled to play over February 27 and 28, but the cold weather and sanctions from the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation to withdraw extracurricular activities created some barriers. Organizer and coach for the Unity Composite High School curling teams, Kyla Snell, said things were changing constantly since before the week-long break in February. We had a few teams drop out before the break, and when the date had to move to the 29th, we lost a couple more. We were fortunate enough that the Unity Curling Club and the booth staff were so accommodating for us, she added. Avid curler, Corinne Van de Muter, volunteered her day to help the students with hosting duties by being the official. Having someone who is completely neutral and has no connections to the teams is helpful, said Snell. The junior team is made up of 6 students between grades 7, 8 and 9, with districts being the end of their season. For the first time this year, Battle West has created space for doubles teams to be entered. Cole Dukerer and Zane Lanegraff represented UCHS at the doubles team, who won 2 straight ends, earning the first ever doubles event gold medal. The UCHS mixed team won their first draw of the day. Skip Tate Poole was able to do a hit and stick for the victory score, 6-5. They continued to play throughout the day, playing 25 ends straight without many breaks. Tate Poole, Hunter Ireland, Brooke Bartley and Anna Graysteck were able to win silver as the mixed team. The team did well to manage the long day and the pressure of being the host team, said Snell. The senior team advanced to regionals, which was held in Lashburn March 1. After 2 well-fought games, they were eliminated after an extra end measurement that didn't go in their favor. Despite not advancing to provincials, the senior mixed team had a lot of fun and gained valuable experience under the veteran leadership of grade 12 student, Jocelyn Delamo, added Snell.